You are going to book a one-week vacation, preferably with points, preferably with some kind of points deal that's going to be difficult to recreate. You want it to be a refundable ticket, but one where the deal is good enough that you don't really want to take the refund and have to try to book this again later. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipina-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. One of the best tips for saving on travel is to go where the deal is. It's a cute saying, but how do you know exactly where the deal is? A quick and affordable way to learn about more deals is to sign up for an email subscription service like Thrifty Traveler, which sends dozens of flight deals to your inbox every week. Each deal has hundreds, potentially even thousands of dollars of savings. That's right, dozens of deals per week, including deals like flights to Colombia for $376 instead of the usual $700, or flights to Kenya for $888 instead of the usual $1,300, or even points deals like New York to tons of US cities, starting at only 9,000 Delta miles each way. If you want to start saving hundreds of dollars per flight, sign up today at thriftytraveler.com and use the code GEO10, that is GEO10, to save $10 off of the annual subscription. Don't miss out, the best flight deals never last long. Thank you to Thrifty Traveler for partnering with this episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. Raise your hand if you are a busy professional or business owner who would love to clear out an extra 1 week from your calendar every year so that you can finally go on that vacation. If so, this episode is for you. I've taken a couple calls mostly from successful businesswomen who have an interesting predicament. They tell me about this huge business that they've grown and how they're earning so many points from different business expenses. And I say, congratulations, how would you like to use those points on a vacation? And then they respond, oh, I don't have time to take a vacation. My business keeps me way too busy for that. So then I ask, what exactly are they looking for help with and what do they want to do with their points? And then they usually get this look in their eyes like, oh my God, I've built myself a prison and now I have no time to enjoy the life that I have built for myself. So today, I want to do a couple of things. One is to offer hope if you are in that situation. And two is to offer actionable solutions because we all know hope is not actually a strategy. So let's say that you don't actually own your own business. You're a W-2 employee with some set amount of vacation days per year. If you're a teacher or have some other role where you already know when your vacation days are going to be, the key here is to plan in advance. You already know that you're going to have summers off and that summer is peak travel season. That means if we are in fall 2023, this is the perfect time to book summer vacations for summer 2024. If you can book points deals 10 months in advance, you are so much more likely to find good points deals. And we have tons of step-by-step tutorials for how you can do that on the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube channel. If it is currently fall 2023 and you are just now trying to find points deals for Thanksgiving break 2023 or Christmas break 2023, you're gonna have a rough time, especially if you need to make enough bookings for a large family. So let's say that you work a W-2 job and your PTO is not tied to a particular date in the calendar. You need to use your vacation days. It's part of your compensation package. And if you're in a position where you can never actually take vacation days because everything at your job is constantly on fire all the time, you need to talk to somebody about that. Whether it's your manager or an HR representative or somebody else in the company who can help you with this. And if that doesn't work, you should look into switching jobs. The worst role I ever had in my actuarial career, by far, was a pharmacy finance role where it was just normal to work 80-hour weeks. When I took on the role, somebody actually told me, your boss is so excited to have you in this role because they hear you're tough and you don't break easily and you can handle the 80-hour weeks. Well, it turns out that role broke me. I only lasted about a year before moving to a different department in the same company. All that being said, take your vacation days or move to a different role where you're able to take your vacation days. Also, build up that FU money fund. My husband works in tech, and the jobs in that industry have not had the most glowing headlines in the past year. but we're really fortunate that we're financially independent, so we can prioritize him taking his vacation days rather than just cashing them out later, in the worst case scenario, that AI robots take over all software engineering jobs. If you have no FU money and you're living paycheck to paycheck, whether as a W-2 employee or as a business owner, I would recommend building up that emergency fund and getting some investment income first, which is going to be much higher priority versus optimizing your life around points and miles or trying to get some sweet business class deals. And that is a hill that I will always die on. So now let's say that you are financially comfortable or even financially independent, but you just don't have any time to take your vacation days because your job or your business is too demanding. Then it's time for a decision tree. There are tons of productivity tools and frameworks out there. There's literally a podcast called The Productivity Show that I'm a fan of. I'm also a fan of Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek. There's tons of different resources on productivity out there. But here is the super simple approach that I would recommend. You're going to make a decision and you're going to make it work. That's it. And the decision today is if you are going to take a vacation in the next 6 to 12 months. If you decide, nope, it's not really in the cards right now to take a vacation in the next 6 to 12 months, that's perfectly fine. You can pause the episode right here and come back to it later. You can go check out those productivity resources. You can go work on your business some more since it sounds like you're in grind season, and that is completely okay. This episode will be here when the season changes. I completely respect the hustle. I personally lived under a rock for about 6 years in order to get through my actuarial exams and to reach financial independence. If you are in grind season, there is no shame in that. Respect. You just need to be honest with yourself on what season you are in. And I do not recommend trying to straddle between it's grind season, but it's also lifestyle season, because if you keep trying to do those splits, you are going to pull a groin muscle and it's going to hurt. If you decide, yes, I am going to take a vacation in the next 6 to 12 months, say it out loud. Yes, I am going to take a vacation in the next 6 to 12 months. Even if you're also thinking, but I have no idea how I'm going to make it happen. Here's how to clear out some time on your calendar. So first, you're going to take out a piece of paper and you're going to write down what you would need to have in order to take a week off uninterrupted, just you and your family, 6 to 12 months from now. Like if you had this, you'd be good to go. Write down anything that comes to mind, even if you have literally zero idea for how to implement it. Maybe it's, if I just had an employee to do XYZ tasks for me, that would do it. Even if you have no idea where you're going to find those people. Maybe it's, if I just figured out how to automate XYZ processes, that would be the thing, even if you suck at technology. Or maybe you have a come to Jesus moment where you realize you could eliminate 30% of the tasks that you're doing and take a 10% hit to revenue and everything is going to be just fine. And maybe you decide you're willing to make that trade-off. Also, maybe clearing out that brain space will allow you to scale your business even more in the future. If you want some ideas for things to outsource, automate, or eliminate, here are some things that I've done with GeoBreeze Travel. I've outsourced podcast editing, video editing, writing emails to clients every month, researching different points deals for my reels, preparing different social media assets, and also preparing tutorials for clients and Patreon members. As far as automations go, if you've checked out my Instagram, you can probably tell that we've automated a lot of responses to common questions in the comments with ManyChat. I use Zapier to upload videos to YouTube once I've approved the final edits in Frame.io. I also use Zapier to notify my assistant when it's time to onboard a new client. And I also use Zapier to aggregate all of the different award search tutorial requests from the Patreon and the newsletter into a Google spreadsheet. I use Zapier a lot. Everybody's elimination, delegation, and automation to-do lists are going to look a little bit different, but everybody starts somewhere. The key here is just to start somewhere. But before you start somewhere and start trying to implement all of those different automation ideas that you just wrote down, you need to have some skin in the game, and we need some stakes. So this is where you're going to book a trip. You are going to book a one-week vacation, preferably with points, preferably with some kind of points deal that's going to be difficult to recreate. You want it to be a refundable ticket, but one where the deal is good enough that you don't really want to take the refund and have to try to book this again later. And we have tons of step-by-step tutorials for how to do this on the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube channel. Or if you'd like some extra help, we do have a couple of options for you. One is through the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, where we do group coaching every month, and we can also prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for you. Or if you spend more than $100,000 a year on expenses, you can book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more about our points portfolio management system. And you can find those links in the show notes. Once you've booked your tickets, pat yourself on the back because you've made a decision and now you're going to make it work. The clock starts now. You now have the time from when you booked your trip to when you're actually going to take your trip to implement all of those business improvements, whether it's to automate stuff, eliminate stuff, or delegate stuff. If you succeed, congratulations. You now have a much smoother business model and you get to take a 1 week vacation to celebrate. You also get the satisfaction of knowing you made a decision and you made it work. If you don't succeed, write to me in a few months and ask me to do an episode on points redeposit fees. However, I don't anticipate anybody's actually going to write to me with that request because the vast, vast majority of people who get to this point fall into one of two buckets. The first bucket is people who can't get themselves to make a decision in the first place. And if you can't make a decision, then you can't make it work. And the second bucket is for people where if you've already been able to scale a business to this point where you're running into so many problems because you're profitable, but it's just taken over your life, I have full confidence in you that you can reroute some of that mental energy from scaling your business to simplifying your business and making it so much more enjoyable for yourself. You just need to make the decision and then make it work. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!